You're listening to Behind the Groove with KJ. Hey people, it's KJ back again with just a little update on what's been going on for me. Been busy with live shows, been all over the country with Odyssey, performing lead vocals with the marvellous Stephen Colazzo. He's the only original member left, unfortunately, these days. And our partner, Michelle John, from The Voice and the London Community Gospel Choir. So we've had a busy time of it and been performing at a lot of soul nights, a lot of festivals, corporate events and theatre shows. And we often do a lot of events with other legacy artists from that era. The Real Thing, Heatwave, Gwen Dickey from Rolls Royce, the Tavares, Boney M, a whole bunch of people. And it's fantastic because there's such a diehard following for that kind of music from that era, the 70s, the 80s. And it's an absolute privilege to be singing Odyssey songs, and people are still loving it. They're still loving the music. They're making an effort to come out. They're dressing fine. They're standing up out of their seats, dancing. The audiences have been amazing. And the shows are really well received. So I'm really lucky to be working with Odyssey and doing that at the moment. So with that in mind, I've got a day off today. It's a Monday. I was up early doing the school run, shows and late nights all weekend. Busy working, mumpreneur life. And I've just been updating some of my iTunes library. I've given a CD, actually, a freebie CD at an event we did at the weekend. And I've just been listening to some of the stuff. And yeah, there's some good tunes on there. Some good little artists coming out at the moment. And there's always, you know, new music. If you want to find it, you will find it. It's just got me thinking about how to promote your stuff if you're a new artist. Now, I've been in this game a long time. I don't want to give my age away, but I've been in the music industry for 20 years. Cough, cough. And I've written my own stuff. I have performed with loads of different artists. And most of the backing vocalists, musicians that I work with are all doing their own thing. And this is what has prompted me to get Behind the Groove podcast up and running, because these people are fantastically talented, whether it's with writing, vocals, playing, performing, and they're recording their own stuff. And this freebie CD I was given out just made me wonder how often people give away their music free on CD. Do they give away MP3s and links, free downloads? Is it via their websites? And is it more of a loss leader? Is it just a little promotional gimmick? Or do they really believe that some promotion is better than no promotion, and therefore they're prepared to give away stuff rather than ask people to pay something towards the product? Music is a product, right? Although it's ubiquitous, it's everywhere. It's like water. It's on every website. It's on every Netflix program. It's on every TV channel. You can't get away from it. It's in every shop, restaurant. There's always music around us. So with that thought, are we really holding the value of our music? Or is it just something that is literally a giveaway and used as a tool or a marketing pitch to bigger, better things or other products and services? That's puzzling me, really, as my generation, showing my age, of artists. It was all about unit sales. It was about physical copies of CDs. It was selling them in Woolworths. Remember them? My God, I'm really showing my age now. But it was important for artists back then to be able to have statistics that showed they were selling a lot of physical copies of their music in CD format, in tape format, and even vinyl. And I know vinyl's making a comeback. There are some real diehard DJs that just love the sound and, you know, they prefer to play vinyl, which is fantastic. I personally am a vinyl lover. I have a great collection of tracks on vinyl and some brilliant remixes that you can only get on vinyl. Although I'm sure they've probably all been uploaded to iTunes and YouTube these days anyway, but that's besides the point. I like the quality. I love that old analog sound. I don't like everything sounding so compressed and digitized and clean and crisp. To me, that loses a lot of the warmth. But I'm a sound junkie, so that's just my personal preference. But back to the point. Physical sales. Free CDs. Is it a means to an end? This CD I was given is a mix CD for an event company. I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to give them free promo because I don't even know what they're like. But they've got 19 tracks on here. And they've all got well-known artists. Some of them are, you know, American artists. Some are British artists. Some have got features on from people I don't really know of. And it's been mixed by a DJ that I've never heard of. But I know of the event. I remember, actually, I think I've probably been to one, maybe, back in the early noughties. My memory back then not serving me too well. But it just intrigued me that people are still giving away free CDs. So I just wanted to put that out there and just, you know, get the dialogue going. And when I start to introduce some of the amazing acts I've got lined up for you guys to come on the podcast and chat, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity to really get stuck in and find out what their thoughts are on this. So when I bring these new artists and old artists on the show to discuss what they're doing with their music projects, how they plan to bring awareness to their new material, don't forget, some people are not signed to major labels. They don't have the big budgets of a marketing PR campaign behind them. A lot of people are funding it themselves. They're crowdfunding. That's a new thing these days. People can sign up, be a part of the journey with you, get lots of extra freebies, meet and greets, extra content, all kinds of things, merchandising, you know, exclusive access, VIP tickets to gigs. That could all be part of your crowdfunding. But it did get me thinking, have we passed the point of no return when we're giving away free music to use as and when they feel like it, as a promotional tool? Is it a marketing gimmick or is it a smart business move that's going to really generate more interest in other areas of that artist's business? Food for thought. I think possibly the odd track as a freebie is a good marketing ploy. Free little bonus track here and there. Cool. You get free freebies. People like freebies. Who doesn't? But with the streaming era, with Spotify taking a massive stand now, where people can literally, it feels like it's free because you're paying a minimal subscription fee to access however much music you want. There's only so many hours in the day around work and family commitments that you can actually stay plugged in and listening anyway. And even then, there's a limit to how you can listen. A lot of it's on personal devices. It's not actually streaming through your cars, your vehicles, or through your house yet, unless you've got a really high-tech system and it's on your smart TV and you've got it piped into every room in the house. But is that the future? Is that the way forward? And how is giving away free CDs going to help generate those listeners, those subscribers, those people that are locking onto you in that digital space? And is that going to translate to them wanting to see you live? Is that how they're going to come across your album? And do people even make albums, concept albums, with that in mind anymore? It seems to me there's so many more EPs, especially for new up-and-coming artists or DIY artists. It costs money to get in the studio, to write, to record, to produce. It costs so much money. People have to eat. They have to pay their bills. These are all services. So if you're giving away this CD, does that not devalue the work that has gone into producing this product? It's really puzzling because it's like a dichotomy. It's a double-edged sword. You're there with all this amazing content, but are the people that make it getting their just desserts? Have they been foolish, handing it out for nothing? Or are we taking back our power? It's a really strange place to be in the industry at this time, when you know it from the old days, the old business models. The labels, the big labels, controlling 80% of the market, are really making it harder in a way for artists to be taken seriously and have access to a market, because they control everything. They control the airwaves. There's so many big conglomerates now that own so many of the major radio stations, which is where podcasts like mine come in, because it gives people a bit more access to find out about new music, new artists, or old artists doing new music. More's the point for me. That's my main concern. There's a lot of unsigned support out there for new, young, up-and-coming talent. But what about the people that have been here from time, that have been here from the beginning, that are waiting for an opportunity to actually put their foot down and say, well, hang on a minute, it's not like it used to be, but I still have a lot to say about music. I still have a lot to say as an artist. I've been around the block a few times. I've been burned. I've had so many amazing experiences. I've worked with some amazing people. Why am I not able to share this in a space that's dedicated for people from my generation? Maybe it is a generational thing. I'm just musing. This podcast is really a muse, but it's a very strange environment at the moment, I think, personally. And I've seen a lot of artists sort of struggle with this very thought process. Am I benefiting myself and my projects, or am I shooting myself in the foot? So I just wanted to put that out there and, you know, just make you all aware that these are the issues that I'm going to be discussing with people when I get them on the show. And I'm starting to prep. I've got a few people lined up. I'm sounding them out. They better be ready. And we're going to have some really good chats. And they're probably going to be quite long episodes. So I'm, again, playing around with the format of the podcast, working on my technical setup, because at the moment it is the most basic of basic, as you can probably tell. But I'm not making any apologies for that, because it's a learning curve and I'm doing it myself. So I'm keeping it real. But I just wanted you to know that it will only get better. So thanks for joining me, KJ, Behind the Groove. And I'll be bringing you more very soon. Take care for now. Peace.